You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When we now talk about this neck of the woods, the neck is metaphorical, and the woods are no longer required.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
You know, Ann, in my neck of the woods, this is actually still a pretty popular saying. I hear it quite a bit.
It's one that I use and had not really thought about until I got a text from a friend who regularly texts me with very good questions about language. And she said, "Where does neck of the woods come from?" And I thought, I better go find out. It is a metaphorical extension of neck. Now, neck is an Old English word. It is a Germanic word. We see it in the earliest forms of English. And this is unsurprising because, in fact, most words for the fundamental human body parts are Germanic, are Old English. These are not words we tend to borrow from other languages. So neck, hand, heart, head, foot, nose, ear, eye. These are all good Germanic words, and in fact, they haven't changed much in the history of English. I do want to note one that has changed in an interesting way, which is the word eye. The word eye used to take a plural that ended in N, in the same way that we have children or brethren or oxen, we had eyen.
Wow. Never heard that.
I know. Well, we had many more of those nouns that ended in N for plurals in Old English, but I, over time, moved from eyen to eyes.
Well, Ann, that was a pretty awesome anatomy lesson, but where do the woods come into this?
All right, I've come back from my tangent. The neck is metaphorical. It refers to a place where things get narrower. So before I get to the woods, let's just talk about some of the things that a neck can refer to. For other body parts like your bladder, it has a neck, which is the narrow part on one end. Bottles, of course, have necks. That goes back to the 14th century. A pass between mountains can be a neck. We have necks on cannons, on stringed instruments, in architecture on a column. So we have necks all over
the place.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. A neck can also be a narrow piece of land with water on both sides, or, and now here it becomes relevant, a narrow piece of wood or pasture.
There it is.
There it is. So you can have a neck of woods, this narrow bit of woods, and it goes from there. You get the neck of the woods, and then neck of the woods comes to refer to a small community in the woods. And then from there, it comes to just refer to your community, your neighborhood, your vicinity. There has been, I went to check Google Books to see how common is neck of the woods, because I use it. It sounds like you use it.
Yeah, I hear people saying things like, "Hey, what brings you to my neck of the woods?" all the time.
So in Google Books, you see actually a dramatic rise since the 1970s, so we seem to be using this word more. It often appears with a possessive, your neck of the woods, my neck of the woods, or this neck of the woods. I went to look at the Corpus of Contemporary American English online, where I can see how is it being used in newspapers and magazines, and I was getting all of these hits in spoken language, and I went to see what was going on, and what was going on was there were a lot of instances from the NBC Today show, because at the end of the weather report, it would say, "What's happening in your neck of the woods?" And that would happen sort of regularly, morning after morning. So I had lots of hits in the database for what's happening with the weather in your neck of the woods.
Well, Ann, it's always nice to see you in my neck of the woods.
Always so happy to be here.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.